Hello, welcome, welcome. Let me move the chair a bit closer. And this is another podcast of another radio show that we did on another day. Just, that's life, isn't it? Just keep repeating until eventually the sweet release of... Well, let's not get into the details of it. Here's what we did on radio earlier today. Did you spot that story? And this is not even that fresh. I like to normally do quite up-to-date things. But over the weekend, which is ages ago now, there were the nuclear submarine files that were containing secrets were found in a Wetherspoons pub toilet. You don't expect part of that story to be true, do you? I mean, it's okay, because by the time you're in a toilet in a Wetherspoons, you've probably had enough beers down, you can't read. So I suppose we weren't an imminent threat of a data leak. A different kind of leak, I imagine. According to the reports, the files carried details about HMS Anson and the latest of the Navy's advanced nuclear power attack submarines. So it's not the kind of info you want other people getting. This was in the Furness Railway pub in Barrow-in-Furness. I suppose it now means that Russian spies have to keep going down spoons and having a large one just in case. It's not bad news for them, is it really? Thank you for getting in touch. You can track me down on social media, and if you'd like to send a voice note... Ooh, they're very popular these days. This is the future of broadcasting, trust me. Dino says...
So, on Monday or Sunday next week, we are going to become Carolian, I believe the term is, for Charles's reign.
Oh, right. Yeah, like as in Elizabethan and all those ones. We're going to be Carolians. Sounds more like a type of paint mix or something. No, I like it, though. I like it. What else you got, Dino?
Funny enough, I used to go to school with a boy called Charlie Carolian.
Have we checked that he's not from the future? Because that seems like... If you were living under Carolian and you know it's the word that means Charles, and then you're called Charlie Carolian when you go back. Made up name, innit? Made up name. I think what we've learned there is you went to school with a time traveller. Coronation's happening soon. We're bringing you various coronation news updates. Winnie the Pooh, Tom Cruise and DJ Pete Tong are the latest big names to be announced at the King's glitzy coronation concert at Windsor Castle. Now, DJ Pete Tong and Tom Cruise, well, whatever. The interesting thing is Winnie the Pooh. Do you see what they're doing here? You know how famous Paddington got by doing a sketch with the late Queen. I think they are trying to find the new replacement. The new Paddington. I tell you what, Rupert the Bear must be absolutely fuming right now. He's even got the posh name, and yet somehow Winnie the Pooh is going to be there. This obsession with having bears linked to the royals. It's not going to go well, is it? Care Bears will be the next one trying to do something. Bear Grylls. At some point, he's going to have a go as well, isn't it? This is... Or an actual bear, and then it's just going to get messy. This survey comes out a lot, but it's the new one. Is how much money's down the back of sofas. The latest stats is that more than £21 million in spare change is waiting to be reclaimed from down the back of sofas and chairs in Britain, according to a poll. I mean, I don't mind the idea of losing a bit of money, but £21 million? Listen, we've got a cost of living crisis going on. We've got a deficit that is the largest we've had it in ages. And now we know there's spare money. Come on, we need to look down the back of the sofa. Clearly there's no money down the back of mine. I'm Northern, I check there every week. Sometimes I check other sofas, like I walk around DFS, just in case you never know. In fact, you know when you buy a new sofa from a place like DFS, do they take away your old one? Because if they do... Oh, what a scam they're pulling. They're just trying to reclaim all of our spare change. It's money laundering, isn't it, or something like that? The best news I've read in ages. The male dominance of using the barbecue is starting to wane. More and more, according to this survey, women are using the barbecue. Good, thank you. You crack on. No. Because it's the one thing I've always found really annoying, that apparently men love to do the cooking when we're outside. You fools! What are you doing? It's just cooking, but outside. If you get the chance to sit down on a deck chair and not cook, you should try it. It's absolutely brilliant. So yeah, according to that survey, more and more women are doing it because they don't like to be patronised. So I consider it my duty to feminism to sit there and eat the burgers you make. I know it's my pleasure. Thanks to Dan who sent me a message. I was saying how there's an obsession with having bears linked to the royals after Paddington famously did the sketch with the late Queen. Winnie the Pooh's going to be at the coronation. I'm expecting Care Bears, Rupert the Bear, Bear Grylls. And Dan says I wouldn't want to see the state of the woods nearby. Well, cheers for that. We're running out of time to look at the pointless news stories that we normally feature. Oh, there's this one which I want to mention. A nude cruise is set to set sail from the UK, from a seaside town this summer. Torbay's Sun Club's 11th nude cruise is setting off. And normally that's not my thing. But the idea of going on a holiday and not having to pack... Tourists have been giving reviews of Britain's most popular attractions, including Stonehenge. You know, have you heard of the Henge? Made of stone. Nearby, true fact, there is a wood henge. And when I used to work on radio down there, so I went and visited it, and it is rubbish. Although I remember at the time saying there's probably a straw henge a few fields away, but the wolves already had that one. So tourists giving reviews to Stonehenge. One of them said it was just a pile of rocks. What were you expecting? I mean, who turns up to Stonehenge and thinks, oh, it's just rocks, is it? It's a henge made of stone, you absolute crap. Anyway, another said that Mount Snowdon was too steep. That's your own stupid fault. Northern Ireland's Giant's Causeway was criticised by one by saying there were no giants. I mean, I think we should get to review the people who leave these reviews, and maybe we could put like a warning on them so you don't have to go near anyone who thinks giants are real. What were you expecting? So this is all on TripAdvisor, apparently. Another visitor to Stonehenge in Salisbury compared it to watching paint dry or a five-hour wait in A&E. You wish if you went to A&E it was only 5 hours. According to a piece of research, couples who walk together are more physical. Physical, yes. You know what I'm saying. It found that couples 2.5 times a week when the national average is 1.2 times. It's the 0.5 and the 0.2 that bother me. What is it? Someone comes around the doorbell. Experts say that the exercise boosts blood flow whilst discussing our true feelings helps us build connection. And that's great, but the next time you go for a walk, you see some old couple come walking past, just for a second, just realise what that means. Soon as they get home. Oh. I promise you we'd talk about mother-in-law news, just in case you need it in your life, and this is terrifying. Boffins, oh that's right, the researchers have been at it, have found that if your mother-in-law approves of you, it means that she secretly fancies you. What? Women and their daughters were found to be in tune when it came to men. They both went for good looks over brains. Ouch. Both groups told researchers that they thought intelligence and ambition were more important than appearance. Hang on, what? No, okay, whichever one. As long as there are some people out there not caring about looks, I'm still in with a chance. But the researchers found that if your mother-in-law approves of you and you're a gent, it's likely because, you know, if she were 40 years younger, or maybe 30 years younger, well, 20 years younger, then she might have thought about herself. Which is, I suppose, great. No, this is the most useless research, isn't it? What are you going to do? Because it's not even like you're going to think, oh, there's a backup. In case I ever get divorced, I'll just call a mum. I imagine by then you're in the bad books. But it also means I totally understand why Les Dawson was so mean. Keep them at arm's length. Les, you were spot on. Right, podcast done. I'm heading out. Got a gig to do. Get rid of that paperwork there. Actually, I should have a thing in the podcast where I tell you where I'm performing stand-up. I feel like that could in some way help. But I've not sorted it today, so you don't have that. You can tweet me, as ever, at Mr. Stephen Allen. Although things are really busy on Twitter at the moment. I've somehow got involved in a few rows, but it's not me that's in the row. You know that thing where you do a tweet, or you're mentioned in a tweet that two people just really get stuck into each other on, but don't take you out of the tweet? So it's fun just to watch other people fighting. This is why, and I've said this in other places, this is why the monarchy is a good idea, because if we didn't have a monarchy, we'd have to vote for another head of state. And right now, we are so tribal, so divided, that if we had something else to vote for, we would just rip ourselves apart. So there you go. Prince Charles, as we head towards your coronation, you're doing a good job there. All right, till next time. Bye.